From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with a set of music featuring the sitar in modern jazz, and we'll begin with the iconic Indian sitar master Ravi Shankar, who has oftentimes incorporated jazz with Indian classical music. In 1962, he released an album on the Pacific Jazz label called Improvisations and Theme from Pater Panchali. Pater Panchali refers to a 1955 Bengali language film, which was immensely popular in India, and its theme music was equally as popular, so much so that Ravi Shankar adapted it for modern jazz Indian classical fusion performance. This piece will feature the American jazz flutist Bud Shank, along with Ravi Shankar on sitar, also Harihar Rao on the percussion instrument the dholak, and the drone instrument the tambura will be performed here by Nodu Mullick. This is Improvisations on the Theme from Pater Panchali. Thank you.
Thank you.
We began that set with Ravi Shankar on sitar and a track also featuring Bud Shank on flute. Improvisation on the theme from Pater Panchali from the album Improvisations from 1962. Then from 1968, a track from the album Music for Yoga Meditation and Other Joys, an album from clarinetist Tony Scott. Tony featured on clarinet and voice, with Colin Walcott on sitar. That album, a follow-up to Tony's 1964 release, Music for Zen Meditation, featuring clarinet and koto duets. The track we heard, Samadhi, Ultimate Bliss. And lastly, fast-forwarding to 1978 for music from the trio Kodona, another ensemble featuring the iconic sitar master Colin Walcott, who was tragically killed in 1984 in an auto accident while on tour with the band that he's best known for being a part of, Oregon. But he was part of the trio Kodona in the late 70s and early 80s. Colin Walcott on sitar and tabla, also other instruments including imbira and hammered dulcimer. Don Cherry featured on trumpet and flute, and Brazilian percussionist Nana Vasconcelos featured on various instruments, including berimbau, cuíca, and other assorted percussion. From their self-titled debut from 1978, released on ECM, we heard a piece penned by Colin Walcott, Like That of Sky. In 2008, ECM released all three Kodona albums as a three-CD set called the Kodona Trilogy. In this set of jazz progressions, we'll listen to some classic tracks from the Atlantic record label, and some of their more unusual jazz recordings of the 1970s. We'll begin with music from the album Sing Me a Song of Songmai, probably the most experimental album in the catalog of trumpeter Freddie Hubbard. This was actually a collaborative effort between Mr. Hubbard and Turkish composer İlhan Mimaroglu. The album combines free jazz improvisation, modern classical, and musique concrète tape collage. The album definitely a product of its time, the early 70s, with plenty of references to the Vietnam War and the various anti-war protests going on across the country. Performers included Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Junior Cook tenor sax, Kenny Barron piano, Art Booth bass, Lewis Hayes drums, members of the Barnard Columbia Chorus, a string orchestra, and the voices of Charles Grau and Marianne Howarth, among others. This is The Crowd.
Specimens. crowd is the untrue.
Collected words of Homo homini lupus. Masses, multitudes, mob, nation, nationalism.
A crowd in its very concept is the untruth by reason of the fact that it renders the individual irresponsible.
Polynesian, Oriental, Occidental, Teutonic, to exploit, to abuse, to sell,
to be a
divine,
is akin to deity.
Bigot,
where there is a multitude,
flag,
or where decisive.
Thank you.
That's a track from Eddie Harris on electric sax from 1974 and his album Is It In, with Ronald Muldrow guitar, Rufus Reed bass, and William James drums. We heard Tranquility and Antagonist. Before that, Gary Burton on Vibes, featured on Electric Vibes on that track, from his 1971 Atlantic release Good Vibes, with Eric Gale, Sam Brown, and Jerry Hahn guitars, Chuck Rainey and Steve Swallow basses, and drummers Bernard Purdy and Bill Lavornia. We heard Vibra Finger. And we began the set with Freddie Hubbard teaming up with Ilan Mimaroglu for the album Sing Me a Song of Songmai. Also from 1971, we heard The Crowd. We'll turn to some mid-70s European fusion to wrap up this hour, and we'll begin with the Swedish band Soffgruppen, their name possibly a nod to the Soft Machine, with Klas Ingström guitar, Stefan Frankovic trumpet, Pierre Svärd keyboards, Mats Nilsson bass, and Anders Kjellberg on drums. We'll listen to Das Media.
Thank you.
That's German guitarist, bassist, and singer Wolfgang Schmid from his 1975 Atlantic Records release Wolfhound. At the time, Wolfgang was a member of Klaus Doldinger's fusion band Passport, and he's joined on this release by two of his Passport bandmates, keyboardist Christian Schulz and drummer Kurt Kress, with additional keyboards from Peter Panger and flutist Laszek Zadlo. We heard Macedonian Tittle Tattle. The Swedish band Sofgruppen before that with Das Media from their self-titled LP Sofgruppen, also from 1975. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. This has been show number 1709. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.